Hare Krishna. So thank you all very much for your kind association and here today. I think this is the first time I've been here at the manor on Nityananda Trayodashi since around maybe 1981. So what is that? Maybe even before that. Probably not even 1981, maybe 78 probably. We haven't got time to get into so many subjects, and even on Nityananda. And it's a privilege to be here today on this most auspicious day and a day of greatest mercy. So today I hope that I can serve you in some way, and in front of many wonderful God brothers, God sisters, and devotees here today. I'll try to hopefully help serve the desire of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and our beloved Srila Prabhupada, who's the personification of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And we're going to start, because our time is short, with a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In fact, this is the first verse of the fifth chapter. It's not a verse you generally learn, but it's a beautiful verse to start off our attempt to glorify Lord Nityananda. Translation, there is no purport. It's the CC Adilila 5.1. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Sri Nityananda Ram Ki Jai. And we have a little bit, we'll just discuss a little bit on the tattva, the nature, the truth regarding Lord Nityananda. I'm going to read one verse. This fifth chapter is of the Adi Lila, is the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And it describes more about him. He's not just that merciful Avaduta who appears along with Lord Chaitanya as the preaching partner of Haridas Thakur, as we just saw in that ecstatic drama, preparing us for this day, and wonderful bhajan previously by the Gurukul children, and previously that Sambhanath Prabhu singing so spiritual, beautiful, very heartfelt song of the glories of Nityananda's preaching, starting this Namahat program. Certainly externally speaking, this is our connection, we could say, with Lord Nityananda, having this opportunity to try to assist Srila Prabhupada in the same mission of spreading this mercy to everyone, even the most fallen, as we just heard. Everyone in this age is a Jagai and Madai. We're all maybe not as qualified as Jagai and Madai, but we're all coming from a similar kind of a, not all of us, some of you are very pious, more pious families, but we, from at least the time when I came to this society, this movement, most of us were in a pretty fallen condition, comparable in a small way. And Srila Prabhupada has selflessly and given us this chance to take shelter at Nityananda's lotus feet. So it's a little valuable to know a little bit, only a little bit, I don't know anything, just repeat something about the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. We can only really experience them when we surrender to Nityananda Prabhu and give our heart and soul to the mission of Lord Nityananda. Otherwise it's just theory. The realization of Nityananda is by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy to one who serves Lord Nityananda with unreserved heart, without any desire for anything but the pleasure of Lord Nityananda, which means the pleasure of, in our case, Srila Prabhupada, the pleasure of the Guru. Nityananda, as we all know, is the Adi Guru. He is the reservoir, the source of Guru. He is the personification of Guru Tattva. Every Guru, every devotee, every Vaishnava is a representative of Lord Nityananda. We have no meaning if we're not representing him. It's just a show. It's not a dress rehearsal or a fancy dress party or whatever it is. The dress represents we're meant to be a representative of Lord Nityananda. And we've seen, we don't need to go into it, we've seen in the drama the mission of Nityananda Prabhu, empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this purpose, in this world. He is the personification of service to the Supreme Lord in this Kali Yuga. But he's more than just that. We can just read a little. I haven't got time, but we'll just read one verse. This is the 10th verse of the same chapter, and I don't have it on the board. Srishtyadika seva tanra agyara palan shesha rupe kare krishnara vivida sevan. He, meaning Lord Nityananda, executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation and in the form of Lord Shesha. He serves Krishna in various ways. He's also the personification, the servitor form of Godhead. He is Krishna, as we know, but he's also in the mood of service. We've just heard how Lord Balarama is the first expansion of Lord Krishna, has this position to facilitate the purpose of the Lord, both in support and in this case, this verse states, in creation. Even the Purusha avatars, Mahasankarshan forms in Vaikuntha, the expansions of the inner circle. In the inner circle, as Lord Balaram, he expands into the inner Mahasankarshan as Mahasankarshan, in the Chatavyuha in Vaikuntha. And from there, from that stage, he also expands in these various forms. One is mentioned here, Mahasankarshan, also as the Purusha avatars, as Karuna Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, and Shira Dakshaya Vishnu, who are the purpose of facilitating, again supporting, the mission of the Lord. Although it seems to be a thankless task to facilitate the stage for the conditioned soul, this material world, and to cast the living entities into this material world. It's a bit of a thankless task. It doesn't sound particularly like the mood of Lord Nityananda, but that is his role. He also takes the form, as we read now, according to expert opinion, Balaram, Prabhupada's purport, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarshan. Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms: Mahasankarshan, Karuna Dakshai, or Karuna Shai, Garbhadakshai, and Shirdakshai, and Shesha, Anantashesh. These, most people know Anantashesh. They may not be so familiar with the other forms or expansions of Lord Balaram. He is the fountainhead of all the Purushas, or the, you can say, the male forms, or Purusha forms of Godhead. As Radharani is the source of all the Prakriti, or the, say Prakriti, but the female expansions. Mahasankarshan, these five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations, the very scenery itself, the whole arena for Krishna's pastimes. He's the support, making the necessary arrangements for the purpose in hand. In these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. That's his mood. The first four of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestation, with Shesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Shesha is called Ananta, or unlimited, because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Unlimited. There's nothing. All devotional service has its root in Lord Nityananda. Sri Balaram is a servitor to Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Excuse me. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor to Godhead, Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. And we could go on by reading this wonderful chapter, but it would take us more than an hour and a half to cover, and it's already nearly 9 o'clock. So that's just a brief basic overview or little touch of the glories. Lord Nityananda is the source. He's the original. It's not that even Lord Nityananda, we sometimes say, is an expansion of Balaram, but they are simultaneously existing. It's not like one comes from the other. But Nityananda is imbued with the extra faculty or the extra characteristic of unlimited mercy. Whereas from Lord Balaram we see the Purusha avatars and Mahasankarshan and Antishesh, everything's expanding. It's a form of mercy in the form, you could say, of atonement. But Lord Nityananda doesn't even request that, as we've just seen. He is a reservoir of unlimited, causeless mercy. Unimaginable how merciful. We can't conceive of this, practically speaking. We can only, to a small extent, conceive of it if we enter into that mood and try to dedicate our lives, not try proper, say do it, dedicate our lives to this mission of spreading the Sankirtan movement. And through whatever form we're empowered to do so, inspired to do so. And this is the way that realization comes, of that causeless mercy, which is available for every single living entity. It doesn't matter who we are or what we are. As we just heard, he was happily preaching to the crocodiles. Lord Chaitanya also preached to the animals. Is there his parts and parcels? Wake up, sleeping crocodile. He wasn't fearless, of course, another aspect. One who's in the mission of Lord Nityananda is fearless. He has nothing to fear. And anyway, we go on and on. And this age, specifically, and other ages, that aspect of, although Lord Nityananda appears in all the various ages, he appears in all the various pastimes and leelas of the Lord in different forms, maybe not known as Lakshmana, even in the inner circle where Radharani is the, you say, the gateway or the form of the expansion of the Lord through whom we serve the Lord. But still, even there, he's assisting as her younger sister. As an angry, and Radharani doesn't accept. She doesn't accept devotional service unless it's through the media of Lord Nityananda. So we have to go through that media, no matter what level we're on, whatever form he takes. And in Kali Yuga, he's taking the most easiest accessible form. No one is more kind than Nityananda. Even if we saw Lord Chaitanya wasn't so kind in one sense. Lord Nityananda is the most merciful. And in this age particularly, it's a wonderful, funny pastime in a sense of Mother Sachi Devi. One time she was, she had a dream. And in her dream, she saw herself worshipping Krishna Balaram. And suddenly Nityananda appeared and said, "Hey, white man, get down from there. This is not your age. Get off the altar." "No," he said. They started to fight with each other. Nityananda and Balaram started fighting with each other, pounding each other. "Get down. You are standing on an equal level with Krishna. Don't you know that Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna themselves? And in this age, our business is to serve them, and you are standing there as if you were the friend of Krishna. Get down." They fought and fought, and Nityananda beat up Balaram he beat him up, pulled him off the altar, said, our business is not to see us if we're equal. We are here to show how to serve them. Get down. And she woke up. She was shocked. Lord Nityananda is the key in this age of Kali. Do the service of Radha and Krishna. We cannot approach it without the mercy of Nityananda. We can't even approach Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Nityananda. He is the gateway. So we're going to go on, and Nityananda Ram Ki Jai. We're going to sing some, and we don't have time. You haven't got it. I've got to get used to this little one here. I've got to press two at once. Dong. Is it there? Jai, Nityananda Ram Ki Jai. This is a shortened version. We'll see what we can do. Need your blessings and tolerance and prayers and whatever it is to protect me from committing too many offenses. Jai, Kornitai Ki Jai. I look at some pictures. There's going to be a song, but we don't have time. Well, I don't think we'll have time to sing the song, but if we do, we'll sing it at the end. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sangsare parahai bhaktira sagare yedubi be sebujuka nitai chandere. Those who wish to cross the ocean of material existence and drown in the ocean of devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda. Anyone want to drown in the ocean of devotional service? Anybody? You've got two choices. Which ocean you want to drown in? Which ocean? Who wants the ocean of devotion? Nobody. One. Couple. Just a couple out there. Not so many. Oh yeah, I know we are. That's the thing, isn't it? That's the problem. We're afraid of it. In this material world, you know, literally, of course, we're afraid of drowning, but we're already drowned in the ocean. We don't realize it. We're drowning in this ocean of material existence. And this is surrender. If we want to get out of this material ocean, we have to drown, literally drown ourselves. Lock, stock, and barrel, so they say. In the ocean, if you know the old saying, of devotional service without any reservation. Takes a little time. But the association of someone who is immersed in that ocean, like Srila Prabhupada, then we, you know, fearlessly, like a child, fearlessly follows his father, not knowing, doesn't know what the consequences are, hardly, but has complete trust in the father, fearlessly going ahead against all the forces of Kali and forces of Maya to spread this Sankirtan. So this is how we worship Lord Nityananda, by spreading the holy names to the most fallen souls. Nityanandam aham nomi sarvananda karam param harinama padang devam avaduta shiromanim. I bow down to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm not doing my job, am I? There we go. Maybe someone can do it. You come and sit next to me, Rushio. You've got a brain on your head, unless you're doing something else. Can you do it? I don't know when. How are we? Huh? Pardon? Oh, you can do it for now. I'm not familiar with these things. I'm getting old and I forget these things as well. You know, it's very forgetful when you get old. But don't forget to chant Hare Krishna. I was giving a Vanaprastha seminar one time in Malaysia, and there's this one devotee, he was 92 years old, and he said, I don't know what to do. He said, I can't remember anything anymore. And he knew the Bhagavad Gita by heart when he was a little younger. I can't remember it. All I can remember is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I thought, you're so fortunate if that's all you can remember. Unfortunately, I can remember so much nonsense, and I can't remember anything useful or what to do. I bow down to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is the awarder of the highest joy of all, the bestower of the holy name, and the crest jewel of all Paramahamsa mendicants. A beautiful verse. That's in the Deity Worship book. I don't know where exactly it comes from. Have you moved forward? Okay. Nityananda Vaduta Sabhatyagala Chaitanyara Dasya Preme Haila Pagala. Sri Nityananda, the wandering mendicant, is the foremost of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. He is the gateway through which all service must pass. He became mad in the ecstasy of service to Lord Chaitanya. Jai Sri Nityananda Ram Ki Jai. Now, I don't know, I may have to take it back because it does get a little bit complicated. Nityananda Ram appeared, and as many of you know, he appeared in this very special place called Ekachakragram. That's the road leading to Ekachakragram. And he appeared approximately 12 years before Mahaprabhu. The other day we had the appearance day of Lord Sri Advaita, who appeared 52 years before, thereabouts, Mahaprabhu. He sends all of his, not all, many of his expansions, confidential associates, to prepare the way. And Nityananda Prabhu was one of them. So he appeared in this area of Radhadesh, where the River Ganges doesn't flow. It's not considered to be a particularly a highly auspicious tract of land. But Lord Nityananda has made it the most auspicious tract of land. So he appeared there as this is his birthplace, a little ashram, shrine to recognize his birthplace. And there he engaged in unlimited pastimes. He appeared as the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, his mother. And of course he was no ordinary child by any means. He was the most beautiful child anyone had ever seen, and he had all the symptoms of topmost individual. And Hadai Pandit was unable to take his eyes off of him for a moment. He said wherever Nityananda went, Hadai would follow him. He couldn't leave him. For two seconds he couldn't. It's like that with materialistic people sometimes. They can't take their eyes off of something when they're captivated by it. If we could channel that same tendency towards Lord Nityananda, how fortunate we would be. So he couldn't take his eyes off him in the marketplace. He wouldn't let him, he couldn't go anywhere. Hadai would go everywhere. But occasionally, during play with the boys, his coward boyfriends in Ekachakra were there with him from Krishna Leela. And he would play all kinds of different sports and games with his friends. And they would reenact. Nowadays, children, unfortunately, mostly they play things on computers, I've seen. I hope the children here are not doing that, or at least not very much, if at all. It's a very unfortunate symptom of Kali Yuga. Another trick of Kali, unless they're doing something Krishna conscious on there. Even when we were kids, we used to play in the forest, play in the dirt, make holes in the ground, make caves, play in the trees, throw mud at each other. We used to do all sorts of things like that. We didn't have hardly any toys. I had my first toy when I was about six. Some tin soldier. Didn't have anything. And then when I was about eight, I had a clockwork train set, and that was it. We didn't know about all those things. I had a teddy bear. My mother still had a teddy bear. When I went home to see her when I was 40 years old one time, she showed me the teddy bear she was keeping in the cupboard. But nowadays it's so confusing what to do. Anyway, they were playing games, and they were playing Krishna Leela. We weren't playing Krishna Leela. And Nityananda, he would play, you know, parts in the drama and orchestrate the dramas. He was, I mean, maybe Jai Krishna Prabhu, maybe he was there, I don't know, but he was orchestrating dramas like Dr. Puri Prabhu and Jai Krishna Prabhu have been doing, as we just heard, 40 years here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. And it's amazing. It's a big thing. It's not just something that we conquer England with. In Chaitanya Leela, dramas were a big thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also take part in dramas, taking different roles. It's a very powerful aspect of absorbing, becoming absorbed in the Leela, and becoming absorbed in the philosophy. It's not just the Leela. The philosophy is also to be presented in these dramas very powerfully and digestibly. If we, you know, if we're absorbed ourselves, then others can become absorbed. It's not just a show. It's actually a transference of transcendental mercy through the media of a drama. It's very important. And Nityananda was, you could say, at least in our movement, he's like the acharya of dramas. And so they were doing all sorts of dramas. We can get into Govardhan Leelas, this Leela, that Leela, so many things. And one special, I mean, we just tell one, he was performing Ram Leela. And they were, you know, they were having the Battle of Lanka. And of course, Nityananda, one of his expansions is Lakshman. Some people look at it the other way. It's not. Nityananda is the source of Lakshman. One of his expansions is Lakshman. And so when Indrajit threw the Shakti weapon and Lakshman appeared to be knocked out by that weapon, nobody knew what to do. They couldn't revive him. He told the boys before the drama, he said, when this happens, you know, you just have to bring this herb. Which he told them what to do. It's flower. And then I'll put that to my nose, I'll be revived. But they forgot. So in the drama, one of the boys who was playing Indrajit threw this Shakti, which was actually a lotus flower. They threw it at Nityananda, and Nityananda collapsed on the floor completely, totally unconscious. All life symptoms stopped. The boys were panicking. News quickly got to all over. Everyone came running. Everyone was in panic. What's happened? Nityananda's left his body. No. Adai Pandit was fainting. He was completely overwhelmed. He couldn't bear what's going on. Nobody knew what had happened. And suddenly the boy who was supposed to bring, he was supposed to bring the medicine, suddenly remembered, oh, and quickly he went off and bought some flowers, some herbs or something, put it in, and Nityananda came to consciousness immediately. Everyone said, where have you learned all of these things, Nityananda? We've not taught you this. He said, these are my pastimes. These are my pastimes. He knows everything. Everything is coming from Nityananda in that sense. So this life was going on. And, you know. However, when Nityananda was around 12 years of age, and Mahaprabhu had just appeared. When Mahaprabhu appeared in the world, Nityananda roared at the top of his voice. Roaring Krishna. Roaring the names of Krishna. He knew, although Ekachakras, some distance from Mayapur. But Nityananda was roaring in ecstasy. He knew that his Lord had appeared. And shortly after that, a wonderful sannyasi arrived in Ekachakra. And Adai Pandit and Padmavati were naturally, they were great, great, great devotees of the Lord. And they received this sannyasi with awe. Another lesson, how to receive a guest and absolutely wonderfully. And when a guest comes, you're supposed to ask them, how can I serve you? Is there something I can offer you? So after a little while, they offered the sannyasi, is there anything we can offer you? And he said, actually, not really. I have everything I need. I'm self-satisfied. But there is one little thing. At this stage, I really need a companion, just like Nityananda needed a companion on his Sankirtan party. So he was taking Haridas, who in his case was a little bit older than Nityananda. But in this case, he said, I need a companion to help me, and I can see that your son Nityananda would be the ideal companion, assistant. Boom. It was like a bomb dropped. Oh, no. You do have to be careful when you say to something, is there anything I can give you? Sometimes devotees, they come up to me and say, is there any way I can serve you? You're going to be, yes, there are some ways, but are you ready for it? It's not a cheap thing, just a lip service, you know. Prabhu, can I do you any service? You know? It's a nice thought, but we've got to be serious about it. Like Prabhupada took it serious. How can I serve you? If someone said that to us, we might, oh my God. There's no one in the world outside of India practicing Krishna consciousness, you know. And my spiritual masters just told me to go all over the world and preach Krishna consciousness. You know, pretty scary. That's drowning in the ocean, jumping in the deep end. So, you know, what to do? I've made this promise to this sannyasi. Oh no. This is all plan of Nityananda Prabhu. He had no choice. He had to give his son, his only son to this sannyasi. Can you imagine? If you had 20 sons, you might not be quite so bad. But one son, and not an ordinary son. And that was it. Nityananda went off with this sannyasi. And that was it. They didn't see him again. Shortly after that, Hadai Pandit left his body. He couldn't bear the separation, just like Dasharath. Couldn't bear the separation of his children when they were banished. He couldn't bear it. This pastime of the Lord placing his devotees in Vipalamba Bhav so that they become completely mad in absorption, to unlimited absorption in their object of their love. Lord Chaitanya did it also in Mayapur. This is one of those tests. Prabhupada also, in a sense, left us, and one sense never leaves, of course. Increasing our determination to please him. So Nityananda left with his sannyasi and went on pilgrimage, just like Balaram also went on pilgrimage. He didn't want to take part in the battle of Kurukshetra. He went on pilgrimage. So he went on pilgrimage, all the holy places with his sannyasi, traveling here and there, very carefree, very happily, visiting all north to south. They went everywhere, Kashi, Ayodhya, Pandapur, Rameshwaram, everywhere they went, Hastinapura, on pilgrimage. And they came to, after many years, they came to Pandapur. How many of you have been to Pandapur? Who's been to Pandapur in Maharashtra? You've been there? Anyone else? Oh, please go. It's a wonderful, I've been there maybe four times. It's a wonderful place. Very famous place. I won't get into that. But anyway, at that he went, came to that place with his sannyasi, and they stayed in the house. At that time, there's no mention more of that particular sannyasi particularly, but Nityananda stayed in this house, and it's not said whose house it was, but the devotee was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. Sometimes it said it was Srirangapuri, but it's not confirmed. He stayed in this house, and there, this devotee, this disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha, who was the spiritual master of Madhavendrapuri. So this disciple, he was amazed to see the beauty of this young man, son of a Brahmin. He was absolutely amazed how beautiful he was. He was so happy to have his association. So after some time, it so happened that Lakshmipati Tirtha arrived. And Lakshmipati Tirtha came in, and he didn't know Nityananda was there. Nityananda was in another quarter. And so he met his disciple, and he said, I've been to your house many times, but there's something different today. What's going on in your house? I've never felt such an auspicious environment as today. He said, no, it's simply because you're here. It's just your mercy, that's all, that's making things auspicious. He thought there was something fishy going on, but he didn't know what it was. He stayed there that night, and that night he had a dream. Lakshmipati Tirtha had a dream. Now, Lakshmipati Tirtha was a worshipper of Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram suddenly appeared in his dream. And Lord Balaram said to Lakshmipati, he said, in his tomorrow, he said, "I'm very pleased with your worship. Tomorrow there's a son of a Brahmin who will appear to you. I want you to initiate him. And here is the mantra." And Lord Balaram whispered the mantra into Lakshmipati Tirtha's ear in the dream. So he was shocked when he woke up. He thought, "Wow, what was that?" And within moments, Nityananda came before him and fell at his feet. He saw Nityananda, he thought, "Wow, what is this? This person is not like a normal human being. I've never seen anyone like this. It's incredible. Who is this person?" Oh, and Nityananda said, "Please, my dear sir, please be merciful to me. I'm drowning in this ocean of material existence. Kindly deliver me and initiate me, please." Nityananda clasped his feet and begged for initiation. Lakshmipati Tirtha, remembering the dream, he immediately thought, "Yes, I have to do it." So that day he initiated him with the mantra. He gave Nityananda the mantra, and he was initiated. And they didn't stay together very long. Nityananda shortly left. Lakshmipati Tirtha went one way, and Nityananda went the other way. And that night, after Nityananda left, Lakshmipati Tirtha had another dream. And in that dream, Nityananda appeared before him. And he surrendered his feet. Then suddenly, Nityananda transformed himself into Balaram. What's going on? He couldn't believe what happened. And then he transformed himself back into Nityananda. And Lakshmipati Tirtha was just raw. He couldn't believe it. His worshipable Lord had given him the mantra which he'd initiated his worshipful Lord with. Balaram gave him the mantra. He thought, what are the pastimes of the Lord? He was amazing. So then Nityananda went on and he met with Madhavendra Puri. Sometimes it's said that Nityananda is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, which he is also. He's a Siksha disciple, you could say. When they came together, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Kijai, Nitai Pada Kamala. And we don't have time. We've already sung it. The children have already sung it. We don't have time. We will read the translation. The lotus feet of Sri Nityananda are as cool as millions of moons. The whole universe gets peace by the shade of those lotus feet. Without the mercy of Sri Nityananda, nobody can get Radha and Krishna, the aim of human life. Therefore, that's a beautiful statement there. He no nite bine bai. He no nitai bine bai. Radha Krishna paite nai. Nobody can get Radha and Krishna, the aim of human life. That's our goal, to attain to Radha Krishna, but only by the mercy of Nityananda. Therefore, catch hold of the two lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu very tightly. One who has not established a relationship with Sri Nityananda is a two-legged animal, a great beast. His whole life is finished. He cannot be called a human being. He never utters the name of Sri Nityananda. He is always immersed in enjoying material happiness and has forgotten Sri Nitai. He may have acquired all material scholarship and learning, but what is the value of such education? This will never, never help. Useless if we don't surrender to Nitai. If it doesn't help us to surrender to Nitai, it's all a burden, an obstacle on the path of bhakti. They are so puffed up with their mundane education and scholarship. They are never humble at all. They have forgotten the lotus feet of Sri Nitai because of their false ego and pride. Place your head at the feet of Nitai. Ask him to step on their heads and smash out our pride and false ego. They are completely under the clutches of Maya. They accept the untruth as truth. If Sri Nityananda showers his mercy upon someone, he will get Sri Radha Krishna in Prajabhumi. So catch hold of the two lotus feet of Lord Nityananda very tightly. Don't let go. He's very... Nityananda. The lotus feet of Sri Nityananda are eternally true, and those followers or servants of those lotus feet of Sri Nityananda are also eternal. Always aspire for the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, "I am very distressed and an unhappy person. I am drowning in this dreadful ocean of material existence. O Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please make me very happy. Please keep me at your lotus feet. This is where we can find real happiness at Nityananda's lotus feet, that wandering mendicant, that avaduta, who's not a sannyasi or a grihastha, or he's just the reservoir of mercy to everyone. There's a beautiful verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Se charana chintile apada nahiyar Se kshane koti aparadira onishtara. By meditating on his lotus feet, even one who has committed millions of offenses is immediately delivered from all difficulties, just like he gave that mercy to Madhai. Jagai got it immediately from Mahaprabhu because he protected Nityananda from Madhai. But even Chaitanya would not give the mercy to Madhai, because Madhai had offended Nityananda and was still trying to do so even after then he surrendered, but he wouldn't give it to him. He said, only Nityananda can give you that. You've offended Nityananda. It's a very important lesson. If we offend anybody, it's to that person we have to go for forgiveness. You can pray to Krishna till the cows come home, but they won't come. You won't get the mercy. And it's not just that person. If you do it in public, you have to apologize in public. Everybody who's gotten that message has to be, you know, approached. And that's what Madhai was worried. He was so worried. He said, okay, you may have forgiven me, but I've offended so many people. What am I going to do? I've offended unlimited entities. Killed them, raped them, beaten them, stolen from them, cursed them. You name it. There's not anything I haven't done to harm others. Please, what am I going to do? So he just told him what to do. He said, you just go to the Ganga and you make a ghat. You make a nice ghat. Sweep it, clean it, keep it clean always, and serve everyone who comes there. Offer your obeisances and serve them. This way you'll get freed. Little ways like that. You have to go to those we've offended, not somebody else. It doesn't work like that. That's another lesson. Whoever sees the youthful Nityananda, whose beauty attracts the whole world, feels his eyes coolly refreshed. Wherever Lord Nityananda went, people came rushing to see him with agitated hearts. Majestically walking like the best of elephants, Nityananda distributed the Lord's mercy to everyone, just as he traveled in Dwapara Yuga in the form of Baladev. Now he traveled in the same way to all the holy tirthas. We just mentioned a bit about that. And this is his initiation. Sorry, I forgot we had this picture. This is Lakshmipati Tirtha whispering the mantra into the ear of Balaram, into the ear of Nityananda. And there he is, meeting with Madhavendra Puri. And they're swooning in ecstasy. The disciples of Madhavendra didn't know what was going on because they were embracing each other, falling on the ground, swooning in ecstasy, dancing together. Eternal associates just reuniting. It was an amazing experience. You can read in the Bhakti Ratnakar about this wonderful exchange. And then, we're going to keep on that one, go back. So then Nityananda, after that, he went to Mathura. And he remained in Mathura for a long time. Vrindavan. He went to Vrindavan. And there he was performing coward pastimes with the boys at Vrindavan, the young boys there. But he was always calling, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? You know, it's one thing having pastimes with your boyfriends, but where's Krishna? They're not complete. So he's there. He's like, in a sense, hiding. Although, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already appeared in the world. He appeared about the time he left Ekachakra. But Mahaprabhu was not manifesting his purpose fully in this age. He was been performing his pastimes with his associates of scholarship. And it wasn't until he was a late teen that things changed. Exactly maybe 19 or 20 when things changed. And of course when he took initiation from Ishwara Puri, things changed a bit after that. He wasn't quite the same nice boy, you know, who was doing his studies nicely and was, you know, very well behaved and pandit respected young boy, just like parents sometimes say that about devotees too when they join the Hare Krishna movement. He was such a nice boy before he met these Hare Krishnas. I remember Tim. Do you remember? Oh, Kripa Maya's not here. Is he here? There he is. You remember Tim? Back to Tim on the television with his nice long hair. And his mum said, he was such a nice boy. He had such nice long hair. And now he's got nothing. Look at his head. Bald head. She was freaking out, you know. He was a nice lady. So Chaitanya was going crazy. And as soon as this happened, Nityananda knew, he was in Vrindavan, he knew that, the time has come now to join my Lord. So then he left Vrindavan and went to Mayapur, Navadvip Mayapur, because Lord Chaitanya was now manifesting his Sankirtan pastimes, which previously had been hidden. Hidden, practically speaking, hidden. So he came there. But he played this trick. They had this, you know, increases the excitement in love, you know, when you know, boys and girls, if those who've been married or those who had that experience know how it is, you know, you play games to kind of intensify the kind of feeling of the other party, and to the point where they think, oh no, they're rejecting me, and then you become even more enthusiastic to get them, and, you know, back and forth it goes in Leela, and so on and so forth. And anyway, Lord Nityananda played a trick. He went to the house of Nandana. What's his name? Nandanacharya? Nandanacharya. He went to his house and he stayed there in a distant corner of Mayapur. And that night, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's vision, he saw this beautiful golden chariot coming, and there was Balaram on the chariot coming. Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is it? He said, look, and he woke up, and then he knew that Nityananda had arrived. So then he told his followers, again, Haridas, Srivas, he told them, go out and find, you know, a great personality has arrived here. Go out and find him. You'll recognize him. Go and find him. They went everywhere. They couldn't find him anywhere. And Lord Chaitanya was laughing and said, okay, follow me. And off he went. He went straight to the house, because Nityananda said, I know it's my Lord if he can find me, because I won't reveal myself to anyone else. The Lord Chaitanya just went straight there to the house, and sure enough, they met at the house of Nandanacharya. And this is just a picture of their loving embrace. It's not a very good quality resolution, I'm sorry, I just downloaded. Nice to get a good one day. It's a beautiful picture, and it doesn't show up so colourfully on the screen there, but it's a very beautiful painting, extremely beautiful, of their incredible reuniting, external reuniting. And this is a beautiful verse. And when they reunited in ecstasy there, anyone who hears about the meeting between Nityananda and Gaurachandra is freed from material bondage. You have to read it. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavad and other texts about the meeting of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is when the Sankirtan movement really exploded. When they came together, boom, and it really happened. And the Panchatattva, they were spreading the Sankirtan movement. Every town and every village, as we heard, was Lord Chaitanya's mission. And Nityananda was his main emissary for this purpose. And as we just heard, this is was on the next slide, how Nityananda would joyfully play with the crocodiles in the River Ganga. And not only that, he'd do so many funny things. I mean, he would go up to bulls, and start milking them. Get milk out of the bulls. He would go on the River Ganga. Every young girl he would see on the River Ganga, young girls, he would go for them. Will you marry me? Please marry me. And he's like an abadu. But he would ask the girls, the young girls, will you marry me? They were all complaining to their family members and so on. Nityananda was creating a bit of a scene there, you know. He was a real unpredictable abadu. Not only Haridas had a problem, others had a problem too. He was so transcendental. Dancing with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beautiful painting. And Lord, as we just heard, but this is the actual verse, Lord Chaitanya ordered them, Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Haridas Sarvatra Amara Agya Koroho Pakash Pati Gari Gari Gya Koro E Biksha Bolo Krishna Bajo Krishna Koro Krishna Shiksha Iha Bhaya Na Boli Ba Bola Iba Dina Avasani Asi Amare Kohiba. Listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas, make my command known everywhere. Go from house to house and beg from all the residents, please chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, teach others to follow Krishna's instructions. Do not speak or cause anyone to speak anything other than this. This is instruction. And they would grab them, as we saw, grab people, please chant Krishna. I have no time to chant Krishna. I'm too busy. Oh, you've already chanted Krishna's name. And he'd jump in ecstasy. They said, I have no time to chant Krishna. What is this nonsense, Krishna? They already said Krishna. Nishananda would be in ecstasy. Somehow or another get people to chant. Prabhupada said the same. Somehow or another get people to chant Hare Krishna. Somehow or another. I mean, within reason. Not that we do it by physical violence or something. Tumura karile bhiksha ye na baliba tabiyami chakra hasti sabare kativa. Nothing else is necessary for you to do. Whoever will take it with a clean heart, I shall be a slave to them. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking. And whoever will be anti, or will not do this, I shall punish them. Like Lord Chaitanya said that to Madai. When Madai was asking how we're going to get forgiven, Lord Chaitanya's body went black. And Advaitacharya started jumping in ecstasy, saying, ah, now I know you're Krishna. You've gone black. So this is all the sinful reactions of Madai. And Lord Chaitanya said, I deposit all these sinful reactions on those who criticize the Vaishnavas. They will receive these sinful reactions. In this way, Mahaprabhu gave orders to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur and started his preaching program. Bolo Krishna, later on, this is an important statement because it comes up several times in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Loha Krishna Nam, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pitta, Krishna Dhanapran. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and sing the glories of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Oh, if you're from Indian family, you're like that one. I knew my mother was God. I will worship my mother. She and my father are their God. I will do whatever they say. Nope, I'm not going to surrender to Krishna. My mother and father are my God. That doesn't mean that. It means that Krishna is the source of everything. Not our mother and father. They may represent to some degree. But Krishna is our real mother, father, everything. He is the wealth. Without Krishna, we have no wealth. It's just a big burden around our neck. And we've already seen it. We won't get into this. That wonderful drama was just enacted by our drama troupe here, the Bhaktivedanta Mana players. And always an ecstatic experience to be in their presence during drama. Jai Krishna Prabhu, we've done a few dramas together. Is he here or is he gone somewhere? Where is he? There he is. Oh, he's on the altar now. Well, that was a quick transformation, boy. Wow. A quick transformation, if ever there was one. Just an hour and a half ago, he was drinking liquor and beating people on the head. Wow, amazing. Congratulations. Very powerful preaching around here, you know. But there is a course you have to go through. Have you done the Guru Disciple course? Where's Kripa Maya? Has he done the course? Has he done it? He's done it, has he? Okay, he's allowed on the altar. Amazing. And there's, of course, they're getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And then the Sankirtan begins. Woohoo! Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai! And there's many folks. Ah, there we go. Okay, where are you now? Get back. Go back, young man. There we go. You haven't taken sannyas yet. You're still a free man. So then, of course, pastimes go on. And then the time came for Lord Chaitanya to further expand his mission. He came into this world to experience Krishna praying through the performance of Nam Sankirtan. But he had other deeper aspects also, and continuation of the Sankirtan mission to deliver all living entities. And then in his 24th year, in the 23 by Western calendars, but in his 24th year, he accepted the renounced order of life in Katwa from Keshava Bharati. Nityananda went with him incognito. They left in the night. When Nityananda called up later, the next morning when he found out what happened, he knew everything. So he then went to Katwa to be there at the sannyas initiation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai! Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai! Keshava Bharati Maharaj Ki! although ISKCON, the Sannyasi Kijai also, but the original Keshava Bharati. And then, of course, after that, stay there, okay. Then Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan. Nityananda, take me to Vrindavan. Nityananda had already been to Vrindavan. Take me there, please. I want to go to Vrindavan. Lord Nityananda had been to Vrindavan. He said he didn't find Krishna there. He found Krishna in Mayapur. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan. So they were going, okay, my lord, I will take you to Vrindavan. So they're going round in circles. Although Lord Chaitanya was so ecstatic, he didn't know where he was going. Lord Nityananda was taking round and round in circles in Radhadesh. You know where he was. Yes, my lord, have we reached Vrindavan? Very soon, my lord, we will be reaching Vrindavan. And then, you know, he had some young boys say, yes, yes, very soon, River Jamuna, very near. Oh, we're coming close to the Jamuna. So Lord Chaitanya's getting very excited. Yes, my lord, look, there is the Jamuna. We've reached Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya's very excited, very excited. And he jumps in with all his clothes on into the Jamuna in ecstasy. Complete ecstasy. And suddenly he had the shock of his life. Advaita, what are you doing here? How did you know that I was in Vrindavan?
My lord, wherever you are is Vrindavan.
He looked around at Nityananda. Nityananda, is this Vrindavan? Nityananda, you cheated me. This is not Vrindavan. This is Shantipur. What are we doing here?
No, my lord, wherever you are is Vrindavan, Advaita continued to repeat. And besides that, Nityananda has not cheated you. This is the Jamuna, because at this point the Jamuna and the Ganga flow together. And on the western bank where you've taken your bath, that is the Jamuna. So he hasn't cheated you. Well, Lord Chaitanya wasn't completely appeased by it, but anyway, the situation was calmed down. My lord, please, now, all your cloth is wet. Kindly accept this dry cloth. So he gave him dry cloth. And then he went, he said, my lord, I've just prepared, would you kindly come to my home, which is very nearby? I've prepared a few simple vegetables and a little boiled vegetable for you, if you would kindly come and take some refreshments there. So they've been fasting for 3 days. 3 days had passed. Literally, total fast. Maybe water, I don't know, but total fast. So Vishnanda was very happy to hear that. So they went off to the house of Advaita Acharya. There they are. In the house of Advaita Acharya. That's a pastime you probably heard a week or two ago, so we're not going to get into it. But it's a blissful pastime of how Nityananda Prabhu, that reject Paramahamsa, how dare you? You, Advaita Acharya, you've offended Prasadam. The only way you can atone for this is to invite 100 sannyasis to your home. Advaita retorted back, I will never again invite a sannyasi to my home, because it is a sannyasi like you who's ruined all my brahminical principles. You're fighting with each other. They're always fighting, Nityananda and Hari. And Advaita Charlie, what is? Leela. It's constant Leela. So anyway, that pastime is a very wonderful pastime. Nityananda was complaining, I have been fasting for 3 days, and this is not even half filling my belly. Anyway, it's a long pastime. I'm going to tell them all. They have this joke, constant joking going on. Then Lord Chaitanya, after being in the house of Advaita Acharya, then he wanted his mother's request. Sachi Devi came there and requested they go to Puri. Nityananda went with Lord Chaitanya. They went to Puri, just outside of Puri. There's a little river just up there at that point. Lord Chaitanya went to take Darshani went to a temple nearby, chanting a little bit. And meanwhile, Nityananda stayed back. Lord Chaitanya left his danda with Nityananda, and Nityananda decided to do something with the danda. There he is. Broke the danda into 3 pieces and threw it into the river, Dandabunga. Into the river went that danda. And when Lord Chaitanya came back, he wasn't so pleased. Nityananda was thinking, what is this, my lord, carrying this stick, which is the home of all the demigods? How dare the demigods have the audacity to be carried by my lord? He didn't like this idea. You know, the Lord is everything, you know, everything was meant for his pleasure, and he's carrying them. He didn't like it. He broke it in 3. After all, it was an Ekadanda, although it doesn't appear to be there. It was an Ekadanda, which is one stick of the Mayavadis. And so he thought this is also another reason. And he broke it into 3 pieces, a tree danda like that. But he threw it in the river anyway, and that was the end of that. He's the source of everything. He doesn't need to carry a danda. What is this? And his Lord Chaitanya wasn't very pleased with it. He told Nityananda, why are you behaving like this, you know? He's really getting on his case. You know, this is not good. You stay here. I don't want to travel with you anymore. I'm going alone. So he went off alone to Puri and left Nityananda behind. But they all joined him later on, of course, in Puri. And particularly in Puri was the wonderful Rath Yatra festivals where Lord Nityananda, in the beginning, got Lord Chaitanya left after a few months in Puri and went on his tour of South India and came back a few years later. But in the meantime, Nityananda went back to Navadweep, back to Bangladesh, back to Bengal. So and then Lord Chaitanya came back, they all found out. So Nityananda and all the devotees came every year to Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra. And Lord Chaitanya would organize the Rath Yatra. He had Nityananda as one of the chief dancers, along with Advaita Acharya, along with Haridas and Vakreshwara Pandit. And Haridas was like 30, 40 years older, and Advaita Acharya was like 50 or 60 years older than Chaitanya. He was about 80 years old. He's dancing like a madman in the middle of the kirtan with Haridas Thakur. They were the four chief dancers. And Nityananda also was a dancer. He was one of the key dancers. Lord Chaitanya would always, in ecstasy, see in the dancing of Lord Nityananda. You know, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, they would be the key dancers. Nityanande agyadila yagodadeshe anagala prema bhakti kara prakashe. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ordered Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ordered Nityananda Prabhu, go to Bengal and without restriction manifest devotional service to the Lord, Krishna consciousness. He gave him this order. Nityananda didn't want to go, but he gave him this order. In this way, the two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai, lived at Nilachal. One day, Sri Gaurasundara, the Supreme Lord in the form of a human being, sat down with Nityananda in a solitary place. The Lord said, listen, O magnanimous Nityananda, go quickly to Navadweep. I have personally promised to inundate the fools, the fallen, and the poor in the happiness of ecstatic love. This is his mission, but no one's doing it. If you also remain silent like a Muni and renounce your magnanimous nature, then tell me who will deliver the fools and the wretched souls who have fallen into this material life. Bhakti rasa data tumi tumi sambarile tabi avataravaki nimite karile. You are the distributor of the mellows of devotional service. If you hide them, then what is the use of your incarnation in this world? Don't hide the jewels. We have to know where to distribute them in the right place. You've got to distribute those. Don't keep them. He opened up the flood gates and, you know, made a canal into this world so that mercy would just flow everywhere, overflowing, just like in Paris last week. The River Seine overflowed. It became insane. It's always insane. Paris is a really insane place. That's why they call it the Seine River, but it's actually totally insane. Anyway, we're trying to do a little bit there and trying to chant the holy names a little bit. I'm not doing much, but a little bit. Now if you wish to fulfill my promise, then you should go to Bengal without delay. Deliver the foolish, wretched, fallen, and distressed persons by giving them devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya then sent him away. He went, his whole description, Chaitanya Bhagavat, of the madness of Lord Nityananda's journey with all of his gopalas, all of his eternal associates went with him. They were all in the form of, you know, members of the Sangatan, different gopalas. And so he went with a whole lot, going left, right, and center, all over the place. They knew where they were going, like madmen, drunkards. And they eventually, they came here, Panihati. This is the Panihati festival, how one can get the mercy. Lord Nityananda punished Raghunath. This is Raghunath at the lotus feet of Nitai. And Nitai is putting his foot on Raghunath's head. You thief! You're a thief! You think you can get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu straight away? He was trying to leave home and go to join Lord Chaitanya. You cannot do that. You have to go. Lord Chaitanya is my property. You have to go through me. If you don't go through Guru, if you don't go through Nityananda, you will never get Radha Krishna. You can chant a million and billion times, life after life, worship the deity upside down. But you'll never get the mercy of Radha Krishna unless we go through Guru and Nityananda. It's the only way. So he taught that lesson. You have to get the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and particularly the Adi Guru, Lord Nityananda. You have to get his mercy. So he taught him that lesson there. It wasn't just because they swindled the government out of some money. It was because Nityananda was trying to go, Raghunath was going directly to Lord Chaitanya, so you can't do that. You've got to get the mercy first. And then, of course, Lord Chaitanya came and had a great dancing party and the Chiradoi Mahutsav, etc., etc., the place where that festival took place. And, okay, on he went. Where are you? Okay, go. Okay, back you go. So part of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction was deliver all the rogues and thieves, not just the Jagaya Madai, But there were loads of them. They're all over the place. I mean, it may even be some in Watford. I don't know. Might be a couple of rogues and thieves and a few drunkards and probably a lot of them in Watford. And all everywhere you see them. Everybody's drunk, materially drunk. They're all intoxicated. They don't know what they're doing. They're crazy. They don't know what the goal of life is. So, you know, Lord Nityananda was going everywhere. And one day he was with his Sangatam party in Navadvip, dancing and singing. Now, Lord Nityananda was Avadhoot. No one knew he was a sannyasi or whether a grihastha or whether what he was. He was just one day one and one day the next. It was like he was anything and everything. This day he was covered in jewels everywhere, beautiful silk, everything, jewels everywhere. He was like a walking fortune. And so there was this band of you know, dacoits, of thieves in Navadvip. And they saw him dancing and dancing. And this guy thought, my God, you know, we spent years trying to get money and fortune. This guy's got more than everything put together. If we could just get him and steal his jewels, we'd be made for life. Fantastic. Let's make a plot. So the leader made a plot with his guys. And he joined the Sangatam party and kind of made out like he was, oh, Haribol, Haribol. Watching everything, you know, seeing all the movements and who goes where and when this. And they found, now where he was staying at night, what's the name of that Brahmin's house? I've forgotten. Somebody's house. Lord Nityananda went there and stayed that night in the house of this Brahmin on the outskirts of Navadvip somewhere, or Mayapur, on the outskirts somewhere. So he went there and he saw, aha. And he watched a little bit. And then after a while, he went back and said, look, I've got a plan. The Avadhoot is staying there at the house of this Brahmin, Hiranyapandit. He's staying in his house. And I think if we wait carefully tonight, we'll go there when they're all asleep, and we can steal everything. Yes. Good plan. Let's go, boys. So off they went. And they got to the house. And they thought, oh my God, what's going on here? There's a party. Nityananda was all over dancing, and there's lots of people. They're all having a festival. So, okay, we'll wait until they all go. They'll calm down and go to sleep. So they sat down, the bandits sat down, talking, nothing was happening. And then they all fell asleep. They woke up in the morning, and they thought, oh no, what's going on? We all slept through the night, you fool! You were supposed to stay awake and wake us up. Now we've missed our chance. It's the morning's come on us. We missed a chance to steal from the Avadhoot. Oh, God. The leader said, calm down, boys. It's all right. It's not the end of the world. There's another night coming up tonight. We'll make a plan tonight. Tonight we will not sleep. Don't worry. So the next night they came. They sneaked up towards the house of Hiranyapandit. And everyone was fast asleep. Ah, tonight's their chance. Then suddenly, boom, 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 boom. Hurry, 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 hurry. Boom, boom, boom. Huge men started pounding around the house, up and down and around the house. Massive giants with big swords were going around chanting, hurry, hurry. My God, they said, what's this? We can't go near there. They're giants. They're cut us to pieces. What's going on? Everyone was speculating. And the leader said, no, I know what's going on. Some king has come to see the Avadhoot, and these are his swords. Don't worry, they won't be here tomorrow. We'll do again. You know what? The reason is we haven't worshipped Chandi. We have to do proper service to Chandi tonight. We will perform yoga, nice offerings to Chandi, and then we will be successful. So they came back again some days later after doing their Chandi puja. And this time, as they were approaching, it all looked good. It was quite a dark night. Everyone looked asleep. But as they approached the house, suddenly, dong, everything went black. You couldn't see a thing. Totally black. The night was just totally black. And they couldn't see where they were going. Where are you? Where are we going? Where am I? One of them fell in the garbage, several of them fell in the garbage pit, and they were bitten there by all kinds of insects and creatures and screaming in agony. Some of them fell into the drain where leeches and mosquitoes were biting them left, right, and center. Others walked into thorn bushes. They couldn't get out. They were being ripped to shreds. And then all of a sudden, Indra came happily onto the scene. Hi, here we go. Boom! He sent down thunder, lightning, and hailstones like tennis balls crashing down on the ground. Smack, bang, what? They were being blasted to pieces, screaming and crying, help, help, help. They were crying their eyes out and screaming in agony. Eventually, the leader realized, this Avadhuta is not an ordinary person. He must be God. Oh, save me, please. I'm such a wretched city. He had a repentant heart. And suddenly, boom, everything stopped. Everything went back to normal. All the thieves ran home quickly to get away from there, except for the leader, who went into the house and fell at the feet of Nityananda and got his mercy. Nityananda delivered him and told him, you now go everywhere and deliver all the rogues and thieves of Bengal. And that devotee, he delivered countless living entities to Nityananda's lotus feet. You should gather all the rogues and dacoits together and induce them to lead religious lives. We haven't got much time, 3 minutes left. We'll quickly run through. This is Nityananda giving a good right footer there to the fortunate Shivananda Sain. His wife didn't think like that when Nityananda said, may all your sons, I curse your sons to die. The offense you have committed. Shivananda saying, today you have accepted me as your servant and have properly punished me for my offense. My Lord, your chastising me is your causeless mercy. Who within the three worlds can understand your real character? Today my birth, my family, and my activities have all become successful. Today I have achieved the fulfillment of religious principles, economic development, satisfactory. In other words, he has taken the chastisement of Nityananda as the greatest good fortune. In Puri, Nityananda and the Advaita Acharya would have all kinds with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, water sports, fighting with each other, and so on and so forth. All glorious to Nityananda Prabhu, maddened by ecstatic love of God, he overwhelmed the universe with ecstasy. He slapped his hands together like a warrior who was about to attack. And upon seeing this, the wicked Kali fled in terror, fearing for his life. All souls were drowned in happiness because of the dancing of Nityananda and Gauranga. Seeing such dancing or even hearing about it melts the hearts of great atheists. There is dancing. Secharana chintile apad nahyar sekshane koti aparadira o nishtar. By meditating on his lotus feet, even one who has committed millions of offenses is immediately delivered from all difficulty. Nityananda ram ki jai nittai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala e jai. We have to go on. Raksha Raksha Nityananda Shibala Gopal Rakshakara Prabhu Tumi Sarvajiva Pal. O Nityananda, O Shibala Gopal, please protect me. O Lord, you are the maintainer of all living entities. Please protect me. This is the verses which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke. Whether Sri Nityananda accepts the hand of an outcast woman or enters a liquor shop, his lotus feet are still worshipable by even Brahma. Gaurachanda said, if Nityananda enters a liquor shop or accepts the hand of an outcast woman, he is still worshipable, even by Brahma. O brothers, just worship. Bhaja bhaja bhai, hena prabhu Nityananda yanhara pasari pai, prabhu Gaurachandra. O brothers, just worship Nityananda Prabhu, by whose mercy one can attain Lord Gaurachandra. You can read it. I'll jump on to the last couple of verses. One who becomes attached to Nityananda by the mercy of Chaitanya and one who knows Nityananda never faces any adversities. Those who wish to cross the ocean of material existence and drown in the ocean of devotional service must worship Lord Nityananda. And have time. Beautiful verses, Vrindavan Das Thakur. How Lord Nityananda is the root, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Riksha. Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanam Taru Kandam Niravadi. I worship my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. And the last verse, this is it, finished. Jai Jai Nityananda Nityananda Ram. How's it go? There's some thing on the screen, I don't know what's on the screen blocking it. What's the last line? It's on your screen too, isn't that funny? Something or another. Kripate Paina Vrindavandam. All glory to Lord Nityananda Ram. I put this on just now, that's why. By whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan. Shri Nityananda Ram Ki Jai. Nityananda Trayodashi Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. Go Premanande.
Hare Krishna.